My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Lacey is dropping seeds for a storyline. And did you know she once was a choir? Listen and enjoy.
I mean, we might as well get this out of the way.
Well, yeah, let's get to know each other now.
Sure. I go, okay. She goes, ooh, this is a long one. I've been single for a year and a half, but I'm ready to find the man of my heart. A man with God heart. God heart! I have God heart and Satan's cock. I'm the perfect man. God heart. Satan cock. Pegasus ass. It's quite the combination.
It's got horns on the penis. It's Satan's cock. A lightning bolt on the ball.
A lightning bolt on the balls. It tickles when they go off. She's ready to find the man of my heart, a man with God heart, who knows and understand what true love is all about. A man with understanding who's going to love me because I'm so tired of being alone. I'm a good born Christian. Also, I was born and raised in a Christian home. I was once a choir. A choir, damn it. A whole group of people singing.
All by yourself.
All by myself.
I want to sing all by myself.
No, I'm a choir. I want to sing with others.
That's ironic. I was once a church organ.
You were some kind of organ, all right.
Yes, he was. And you, where are you really from? What do you do for a living? Do you live alone? Okay.
Wait. Where are you really from, did she say?
Well, yeah, where are you really from? Oh, that's interesting.
So she assumed you're a liar?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I go comedian and Ghostbuster, and I do live alone. Well, there is a ghost, but as far as the living, I am by myself. Time to drop some seeds for a storyline!
Awesome.
Let's see. She goes, cool. It most certainly is. She goes, when you were together with someone, how do you view relationship? What is your favorite color? And what are our goals in a relationship? Our goals? We have squad goals.
What are our goals? Probably about $1,000.
Joe! Why always the negative?
Wait a minute now. She's in love with you. You guys have goals together, and she's asking the big questions like, what's your favorite color?
I wish you would ask. You don't.
You know I don't care.
I know it
Ironically,
hurts.
Ironically, it's green.
I go, I haven't been in a relationship in a long time. She goes, it nice meeting, and I want to tell you more about myself. My favorite color is blue or red, depending on my mood. I am very relationship-oriented, and I believe life is too short to waste. I am from Alabama, presently down here in Nigeria for a project, and I, lowercase I, will be back as soon as I, lowercase I, am done down here. It's just a 4 to 5 months trip, and I, they're all lowercase I's, you get it. And I hope you are not bothered about me being out here, because I want you to know distance to me is nothing. It's just a test of time, because I am ready to relocate anywhere in the world with that one man of my life, and my goals is to lead peaceful life with the one I love, but unfortunately in Nigeria I can't get a goddamn comma.
You want to know something? There must be a standard scammer handbook, like Scamming for Dummies, and they have like scenarios. How this is like the third scenario that we've heard with these people.
Well, no, they do it. We've talked about, they have a script, they got their go-to, and then I walk in.
Yeah, and it's funny. The one we're currently doing on the Scam the Scammers clips is Jane. Jane's deal is that she's a zoologist, and she's in, I think, Nigeria as well. And it's almost along the same things, you know? It's like they got the same deal. It's almost getting, like, kind of cliche with the stuff that these...
I'll tell them to mix it up for you, Joe.
If you could, please. Thank you.
I go, I understand about distance and people being bothered by travel. She goes, so hope you are not bothered with me being down here. So hope you know. Wow, the English has gotten worse now that we've moved into it. She goes, ah, fuck it. English will be the first thing to go in the relationship. Money will be second.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.